Hare Krishna. I'll be speaking about the pastimes of Narottam Das Thakur, 1531 to 1615 approximately. Srimad Gaur Priya Loknath Padabcha Sat Padam Radha Krishna Rason Matam Vande Sriman Narottam. I worship Srila Narottam Das Thakur, who is a bee at the lotus feet of Srimad Loknath Goswami, who is very dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is ecstatically absorbed in the love of Radha and Krishna. Once, Lord Chaitanya was visiting Kheturi in East Bengal with all his associates. All of a sudden, Lord Chaitanya started crying, "Narottam, Narottam, my dear Narottam, where are you?" The associates of the Lord were very surprised because they did not know anyone called Narottam. "Who is Narottam?" they asked. The Lord replied, "Narottam will come in the future." The next day, when Lord Chaitanya took his bath in the Padma, he gave his divine love to the river and requested her to give it to Narottam in the future. Padma asked how she could recognize Narottam, and the Lord told her, "When Narottam comes, your heart will swell up, your waters will overflow, and you will feel great ecstasy." Some years later, Narottam Das Thakur was born on a full moon day in Kheturi. His father, Krishnanand Datta, was a fabulously rich king belonging to the Kayastha Shudra class. As a child, Narottam had attractive features and dark skin. He became devoted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after hearing of his many pastimes from his teachers. One day, he left the palace and went to bathe in the river Padma. He was gone for so long that his family became worried. Where was Narottam? They searched everywhere, but with no success. Eventually, on the riverbank, they saw a boy with a golden complexion, dancing madly and constantly crying. Upon approaching him, they saw that it was actually Narottam. When Narottam had taken bath in the Padma, the river gave him the love of God that Lord Chaitanya had left there. As a result, the color of his skin changed from dark to golden, resembling the Lord's own complexion. His parents, not knowing this, thought that their son had gone mad. They did not understand that his behavior was normal for a pure devotee experiencing love of God. Narottam eventually calmed down enough to be taken home. But from that day on, he could think only of going to Vrindavan. His parents had great plans for their son. He was to be the king after his father. Therefore, they tried everything they could to keep him in the palace. But Narottam did not change his mind. He cared not for wealth or worldly pleasures. At the first opportunity, he ran away. And even though a king's son, he ran barefoot all the way to Vrindavan. In the holy dham, Narottam developed great attachment to Loknath Goswami and wanted him as his guru. Loknath Goswami had been a direct associate of Lord Chaitanya and was by now very old. Out of humility, he had taken a vow never to accept disciples. Narottam, however, was very determined and refused to give up hope. Every day, he secretly served Loknath Goswami by cleaning the place he used as a toilet. Loknath was very surprised, but did not know who was responsible. One day, he found out that it was Narottam, and he became upset and embarrassed. After all, since when does the son of a king become a toilet cleaner? It was in this way that Narottam conquered the heart of Loknath Goswami and became his only disciple. Loknath told him, "Your determination is stronger than mine. Besides that, it'll be a blessing upon me to have such a disciple as you." Following his guru's order, Narottam joined Srinivas Acharya and Shyamanand Pandit in Vrindavan, studying under Jeev Goswami. As described earlier, Jeev Goswami ordered these three intelligent pupils to take to Bengal all the books written by the Goswamis of Vrindavan. There, they could be copied and studied by the resident Vaishnavas. After delivering the great collection of books by ox cart, Narottam returned to his hometown of Khetuti. There, he found out that his father had died, and his cousin, who was also a devotee of Lord Chaitanya, was now the king. Narottam did not want to live in the opulent palace, preferring for himself a simple life. The king kindly provided him with a modest hut at a place called Chandi Mandap. Narottam, therefore, spent much of his time there preaching Krishna consciousness and defeating the Smarta Brahmins, who, although expert at performing Vedic rituals, had no devotion to Lord Krishna. One day, when Narottam was out with his friend Ramachandra Kaviraj, they saw two handsome brothers taking buffaloes and goats to be sacrificed at the temple of Kali. Narottam remarked to Ramachandra, "These two boys are engaged in the sin of animal sacrifice. It would be much better if they became devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." Narottam and Ramachandra made a plan. They walked just in front of the boys and discussed the karma one gets from slaughtering animals. "Yes," said Narottam, "instead of getting pious results, one gets sinful results. Therefore, one has to suffer life after life." The brothers heard everything and realized they were guilty of a great sin. Afraid, the two boys fell trembling at the lotus feet of Narottam and Ramachandra and begged to be told how to become free from the sinful reactions. Narottam said, "Do not worry. By the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everything will be all right. Just follow us." After letting loose the animals, the boys went with their new teachers and learned spiritual values. One of the boys took initiation from Narottam and the other from Ramachandra Kaviraj. The father of the two boys, a powerful landlord and a Smarta Brahmin, became extremely anxious when his sons did not return home. He made a thorough search of the neighborhood and finally discovered them at the house of Narottam. Discovering that they had taken initiation, the Brahmin became very angry. He claimed that Narottam, from the lower Shudra class, had not the right to initiate his sons, who were high class Brahmins. One of the boys explained, "A person should be judged as a Brahmin or Shudra according to his qualities and activities, not according to his birth." They also told their father, "A person who knows he is a spirit soul and an eternal servant of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is automatically above the different classes of men and therefore has the right to initiate everyone." In this way, the boys defeated their father's arguments on the strength of what they had learnt from their gurus about the Vaishnava philosophy. Although their father was very learned, he was too proud to accept defeat. So he sent for the biggest scholar in town, Ganga Narayan Chakravarti. Ganga Narayan Chakravarti tried to convince the boys to abandon their spiritual teachers. He insisted, "As Brahmins, you cannot take initiation from a Shudra." The two boys patiently listened, and when the Pandit had finished, one of them replied, "All this about being a Brahmin or a Shudra is only in relationship to the body. The real identity and duty of the spirit soul is to render loving service to the Supreme Spirit Soul, who is Krishna. This is Sanatan Dharma, the eternal religion, and is meant for those in the human form of life. The system of Varna is simply meant to organize society and has nothing to do with spiritual initiation." Upon hearing these words, the heart of Ganga Narayan softened. He wondered how the boys had such a deep understanding of spiritual matters. The Pandit's natural love for Krishna had been so much awakened by their association that he humbly approached their guru, Srila Narottam Das Thakur, and also accepted initiation. When the father of the two boys heard that Ganga Narayan Chakravarti, the biggest scholar in the district, had taken initiation from Narottam, he became furious. He was sure that Narottam had performed some black magic and spellbound his disciples. Now, although Narottam's father had been the local ruler, he had been subordinate to a more powerful king called Raj Narsingha. The boy's father decided to pay a visit to him. In the privacy of the king's court, he declared, "Narottam is so proud that he dares to initiate Brahmins, even though he is a Shudra." He told the king that this Narottam was an agent of Kali. Raj Narsingha took the matter very seriously and sent for Rup Narayan, the most brilliant scholar in the whole of India. He came from Mithila in Bihar with the intention of defeating Narottam in a battle of knowledge and learning. Ganga Narayan and Ramachandra became worried when they heard that the party, headed by the king and the scholar, was on its way. "These people are coming just to disturb our spiritual master," they thought. They planned to stop them by constructing two shops at a point in the small village where they knew the party would pass. In one shop, Ganga Narayan sold clay pots, and in the other, Ramachandra sold betel nuts and lanes. They were certain the travelers would come to them for these items. When the party reached the village, the scholars' assistants came to buy clay pots. They were very surprised to find that the shopkeeper spoke perfect Sanskrit. Automatically, they opened a discussion on philosophy, and in the strong talking that followed, they were soundly defeated by the shopkeeper. Next, they went to the betel nut shop, and there the same thing happened. When the scholar heard that his assistants were defeated by the shopkeepers who spoke Sanskrit, he became intensely curious. "Who are these people?" he thought. He resolved to debate with the shopkeepers himself. Like his assistants, he also was defeated. Raj Narsingha witnessed all of this, considered, "Who are these shopkeepers who speak perfect Sanskrit and defeat the greatest scholars in India?" With great respect, he asked each shopkeeper, "Dear sir, where do you get your knowledge from?" And each shopkeeper replied, "O king, our knowledge is simply due to the mercy of our spiritual master." "And who is that?" inquired the king. "Srila Narottam Das Thakur," was the reply. The king turned to the scholar and said, You have already been defeated by the two students of Narottam Das Thakur. What will happen if you meet him personally? The great scholar realized he had made a serious offense at the lotus feet of a Vaishnav. With all humility, both he and Raj Narasingha went to Narottam, offered their respects, and received initiation into Krishna consciousness. Once, when traveling, Narottam came to the home of a Brahmin. The Brahmin told him of a dangerous snake in his warehouse. "This snake hisses loudly when anyone approaches," he said. Without a word, Narottam immediately entered the warehouse. The Brahmin and his family were afraid for the safety of their guest. To their great joy, they saw Narottam walk safely out, holding a beautiful deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Narottam explained, "The snake had been guarding the deity. One day, when the time came for Narottam to leave the world, he went to the Ganges with his disciples. Sitting half under the water, he asked Ganga Narayan to splash some water on him and rub his back. As the disciple did so, the body of Narottam gradually transformed into a white, milky substance. In this way, his entire body gradually merged with the waters of the river, and in the end, it was gone. Ganga Narayan filled a jar with this milk-like substance and took it to a holy place near his home. There, he built a beautiful shrine dedicated to his beloved guru, where he installed the jar. Narottam wrote many beautiful Vaishnav songs that are very popular. One of them is called Sri Guru Charana Padma, in which he glorifies his guru Loknath Goswami. Narottam is Champak Manjari in Krishna Leela, and his tomb is in the Radha Gokulanand Temple courtyard in Vrindavan. Srila Narottam Das Thakur ki jai. Thank you. Hare Krishna.